This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, starting the second hour here on this Wednesday night of the show. Joining you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And you're invited to hang out with us at 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts and opinions at 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about Joe Biden and the prospect of him running for office again, or this New York City mayor who wants to involuntarily hospitalize homeless people, or if you just want to weigh in on the subject of racism and dog whistles and subtle and not so subtle ways of communicating bigotry across the internet, 603-283-6160. Because that's what we're discussing here with Mark, who, you know, is part of Free Talk Live. Recently, a meme was posted to the Free Talk Live Facebook group, and I took a screenshot of it and said, hey, who posted this? Because I was curious, because I wanted us to have a conversation about why it was posted and what significance was found in it and why they felt it was important or relevant or interesting. And no one owned up to it. And I think that probably says a lot by itself. The way Facebook used to do things, it would show you which person who was authorized to post to it actually posted it. Like, it would say Free Talk Live, and underneath it would say like posted by Aria DeMezzo or something. And before that, it was just a habit on the page, at least for me, to sign everything that I posted with little hyphen Aria to let people know that it was me.
Yeah. Well, I think the fact that nobody owned up to it is just that it's one of the like eight people who I've never heard of before who are not on the show anymore and aren't in the chat.
That's also a fair point. I don't know exactly how many people. It's been reduced relatively recently. It was worse a year or so ago. So thanks, Mark, for cleaning that up. But anyway, that now you can't tell who posted what. And it's led to this sort of issue where something was posted that made several of us go, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not sure I want to be associated with this. And that's where we're at now.
Yeah, I've always advocated for people signing their posts, but I know what it's like to post on that page, and I know that sometimes I forget. You know, I can just put a thing on there, or maybe I shared it, or whatever the situation was, and I just like, I forget. And so I can't get too bent out of shape over somebody forgetting to sign something.
Sure. Well, I mean, no one's been out of shape about it. I just wanted to know who, so a conversation could be had.
And that's the conversation I want to have. I want to know why this meme, this meme about Cretaceous era floods affecting modern voting districts in Alabama, is a dog whistle. I just want to know.
That's a fair question.
I don't.
I think you explained it.
Yeah, I'm not just going to answer it with a question, but my first.
I feel like it was like, if you don't understand this, you're dumb and you shouldn't be in charge of the Facebook page.
I didn't mean to say you were dumb. I said you don't know what's a dumb meme. So if it sounded like I said that you were dumb, then I didn't.
I have posted things like, 11th century Viking sword found in English parking lot on the Free Talk Live Facebook page. Is it relevant to the Libertarian Party's politics or Free Talk Live's, secession plans for New Hampshire? No, it's just an interesting story.
Yeah, I haven't said at any point that it's not related to Free Talk Live, because obviously the voting habits of, you know, a certain district or state or county or group of people or whatever is going to be somewhat relevant to the subject of politics. But you raised the question of, is it, you know, how is it racist? Or, well, I don't remember exactly what you said, but.
Well, how's the dog whistle?
I know. Yes, that was the question.
And I'm not denying.
Does the person who posted this, and we don't know who. Yes, and we don't know who posted it.
I'm not denying it. I'm just saying I don't understand how.
I know. I'm trying to tell you, but you won't stop repeating the question. The issue is that whoever posted this has no interest in geology or how it affects voting records or how it affects, you know, voting tendencies 10 million years later Or we're assuming they don't. We don't know because whoever did it.
Why are you assuming that? There's no other post
about geology in the history of Free Talk Live on Facebook. No one else has ever been like, and we've never had a host who was always bringing in geological articles. We're like, hey guys, I found this really neat article about soil sediments taken from Antarctica in the 19th century. I want to talk about it on the show. It's never happened.
Okay, so I didn't post it, and I don't know why they posted it. But I can say that when somebody's, when I saw the chat in the room, I'm like, what the heck is going on here? So I found the meme. I can't remember whether it was in the repost. Yeah, you reposted it in the room. And then I went and found it on the Facebook page just to make sure that it still existed. And I looked at it, and I'm just like, oh, I'm going to read this. And I read it, and I'm like, you know, because I read it in a fashion, and just to me, it was like completely innocuous.
Did you look at the comments?
That doesn't matter.
That does matter because how people are taking it is what makes it a dog whistle.
Okay. Then explain it to me how it's a dog whistle without me having read the comments because I did not.
Because why else would you be interested? It's like, what if I just went and started posting stuff about why we got the shape of the counties we have in Maine? Like, wouldn't you just be like, that's weird, Bonnie? I mean, like, no one would be like, Bonnie, you have to stop posting that because it's racist, because it wouldn't necessarily be racist. It would just be, like, weird. But in this specific instance, it's pointing out something about a group of people based on their race, and then everyone in the comments is like, yeah, we hate those people. So I just don't see what you don't understand. And the other thing is,
I think that it involves race, right? Like, race is involved in this this meme. And race is, unfortunately, apparently in a reality on planet Earth.
No, race.
I have lots of arguments against it. And people don't want to hear them.
Well, race is not a reality on planet Earth. It's just a false category that humans have dreamed up. You know, if you put all 8 billion
people... I think you can make an argument that there's a white race, and I think you can make an argument...
Well, if you put all 8 billion people in a row together, one next to the other, and you arrange them by skin tone, you're not going to be able to point to a specific spot and say, yes, that's where the white people start, and that's where the black people start. It's not going to happen because race is a gigantic spectrum that consists of 8 billion people, and it's not this clean cut, oh, that person's white, or that person's black, or that person's Asian. It's much more nuanced than that. And to act like these groups are real and impactful is just it's just false.
Well, but people act like it all the time. I mean, like, we live in a world
where people act like God exists, too.
People
act like Jesus is real, but that doesn't make Jesus real.
He has some reality. He was voted Time Magazine's Person of the Millennia.
That doesn't make him a real person. That doesn't make him a real thing.
I'm not claiming it makes him a real person. I'm claiming that people's beliefs shape reality. And,
no, people shape reality, and they shape reality according to their beliefs, but people believing in the existence of Santa Claus or Jesus or the Tooth Fairy or race doesn't make any of those things actually real.
Yeah, belief doesn't change reality.
I think that the statement that I would like to make is there's more genetic diversity between West Africa and East Africa than there is between East Africa and Eastern Europe. So that's the statement that I would make, that there is, you know, that Africa is a continent of immense geographic size and has a great deal of genetic diversity. So to call one group of people on Africa the same thing is ridiculous. However,
it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
I mean, it's ridiculous across the board to treat, you know, Asian or Chinese and Russians and Koreans like they're all the same as well, or Scottish and Ukrainian or Italians and Spanish. It's obviously a spook.
If you take these groups in the United States and you ask them how they voted in the last election, strangely, those groups tend towards voting in one direction or another.
And I would say because they get propagandized towards in specific ways, and not because people all act the same based on what color their skin is. And besides,
wouldn't it be awesome if the Libertarian Party could reach out to these people and somehow show them that we have better ideas?
You posted this, didn't you, Mark? You posted it.
Parties?
I mean, that would be great, Mark. But, I mean, groups don't vote. Individuals vote. And I have no interest in reaching out to any group of people. I'll reach out to individuals. But once we start in on this group think, we become indistinguishable from Democrats and Republicans. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Does stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us, 603-283-6160. If you'd like to, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And maybe you don't want to call in. Maybe you just want to hang out and chat with us. Well, we do have our own chat server. You can find it at chat.freetalklive.com. There you can find a number of the hosts there, usually hanging out in the on-air room, although usually you'll probably have to tag one of the hosts, and if you're a troll, you'll have to do it repeatedly because we learn to ignore you, but it's a lot of fun. Chat.freetalklive.com will take you directly there. It's a Mastodon instance. Not Mastodon, sorry. It's a Matrix instance. We do also have a Mastodon server, but that's not what I'm getting into right now. Which, it's very similar to Discord, except it's decentralized and we're not beholden to a huge tech company like Discord. We used to have a Discord server. They, of course, got rid of us because someone got upset because of how we were handling the toxic users by segregating them off into their own little place where they could be toxic and disgusting together and no one had to look at their toxicity. Apparently that wasn't good enough. You have to actually ban these people entirely, and that's just not, that's not the way we do things. So hang out with us at chat.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, though. We have Jessica on the line from Missouri. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, how you doing? I wanted to state that I think that Google Corporation, the search engine, is actually the U.S. government guys as a private company.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Well, why do you think that?
I don't know. It's just because, well, I heard an expose on Google on a radio station, and they're pretty much into everything. They got the free Gmail, you know, which I don't partake of because, if you want something worth something, I think you have to pay for it. But that's beside the point.
You shouldn't have to pay for your email.
They have a Google phone now, you know.
Well, you do pay for Gmail. You pay for it with the information that Google is gleaning from you because they are reading your emails to find out what you're interested in, and they're selling that to advertisers, or they're sharing that with advertisers. No, they're not, because that would run afoul of the law. What they're doing is they're telling advertisers, hey, look, we have this information, and we can use it to make sure your ads are targeted to the right people. So you do pay for it, just not financially.
So my opinion on the matter is that Google, as most mega corporations are obviously in bed with the government, and, you know, they're clearly working together, if not blatantly controlling politicians.
You think they're in bed with the government? I think they are the government.
Wait, are we talking about Google or GoGo?
Private entity.
Google.
So, I thought she said GoGo.
I thought she did at first when I screened the call, but she said Google.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Google basically is the government. I mean, it's a corporation, but corporations are basically the government anymore because they made deals.
I mean, and there's a ton of corporations like that. I mean, Google's one of the bigger ones, definitely, but, I mean, Amazon's getting up there, and there's probably others that are equally as in control.
Google regularly does what the U.S. government wants them to do. It censors certain topics. It censors certain videos. It will remove things from its search results.
A favor for a favor.
Yeah, it will prioritize certain things. I mean, if you go to Google.com and you Google the truth about the COVID vaccine, I can almost promise you the first page of results is going to be, here's why the COVID vaccine is totally safe, and probably a CDC.gov link is going to be a sponsored link at the very top.
And you might expect that, like, anywhere, but I just Googled the other day to try to explain it to my parents with a link why they should stop eating seed oils. I just Googled, why are seed oils bad for you? The first thing that pops up is a banner in yellow that says, seed oils are not bad for you.
Yep. Oh, they're heart healthy.
I was
really?
Like, what?
Okay. Yep, just blatant lies.
Yeah, so I tested this out real quick. The truth about the COVID-19 vaccine, which that's got to be the title to countless videos on Odyssey. And it probably would be the case on YouTube as well if YouTube wouldn't delete these videos. And, of course, very first result, none of the COVID-19 vaccines currently used or expected soon include the actual coronavirus in it. Blah, blah, blah. COVID-19, it's a myth that the risk from the vaccines is greater than the risk of the virus. Truth. This is not true. And, of course, HopkinsMedicine.org is the first link. CDC.gov, not the first link as I expected. It is, in fact, the third link. So, I mean, another .gov and another .org. They're completely bought and paid for. You would expect, like, if you were to go to DuckDuckGo.com, and they're not much better. Maybe there is an actual search engine that we could use to actually search the Internet, but I'm not aware of one, but they're certainly in bed with the government. I don't think they're working for the government. I think the history of Google
is... I think they are the government.
Yeah, I get it. I just don't think it's a meaningful distinction to make. I mean, whether they are literally the government or whether they're just doing the government's bidding, to me, it's...
Doesn't matter, yeah.
The way that they got to what they are, they couldn't have done without making a deal with the government. The way that they became a corporation at all, they had to, like, become a thing that's only given to people by the government. And then on top of that, they're just, like, a really bad one that does everything that the government says. So, like, what's the difference? It feels like we're all saying the same thing.
Well, and that's, like, there's so many conspiracy theories about who controls the U.S. government. Like, is it the Freemasons? Is it the Illuminati? Is it, you know, the Satanists? Like, who are the people in control that are being vilified? So,
whoever
I mean,
it is,
does it really matter?
I don't think Google's in control. I think they're doing the bidding of the government.
Well, and like I said, you know, a favor for a favor. They'll do bidding for the government if they can get whatever they want.
Whoever is in control of it is terrible at what they're doing, though. The Illuminati or the lizard people or whatever, they're terrible at it, and they should just give up and go home. Because here, I don't understand where conspiracy theorists come from with this idea that, you know, they like to say, look, the unvaccinated aren't dying. That's the elephant in the room that no one's addressing, which is true. The unvaccinated people aren't generally dropping dead in the streets, but neither are the vaccinated. The vaccinated aren't dying in droves either. So it's equally true in the opposite direction. The vaccinated aren't dying either. But I can almost hear, like, Conan screaming, what are you talking about? People are literally dropping dead while they're playing sports. The vaccinated are dying. Yes, that's true. Some vaccinated people are dying. They are just dropping dead. But some unvaccinated people are also dying of COVID-19. And we can't pretend like that's not a case. We can't just say the unvaccinated aren't dying, because some of them are dying. And they are dying of COVID-19. But you have this vaccine here that purportedly is supposed to cause population control, or it's supposed to weed out part of the population. And it doesn't seem to be very good at preventing COVID-19 or killing people. It doesn't seem to be doing much of anything except making people feel better. It's like the ultimate placebo. So if the Illuminati's plan is to engineer this super virus that's going to kill everyone, well, they suck. They failed. COVID-19 didn't kill everyone. So, okay.
Well, people have been wondering what the point was. I think it was just more control.
Absolutely.
They wouldn't want it to kill everyone because they need people, droner workers, and that's why...
They need some people. They don't need this many people. And that was what the vaccine was for, right? It was supposed to kill all the people. But
then it would have killed everyone who is on their side.
The theory was that some of them were tainted and some of them were just saline or whatever.
Well, I don't know if some of them are tainted and some are saline. But they stopped in the middle letting people, or making people use the cold, I forget what it's called, cold scheduling, something like that. They stopped refrigerating them. So they stopped working. The people who got the refrigerated one, I feel like more likely died.
What do you think? Should the Illuminati just give it up? 603-283-616.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This vote, the yeas are 290, the nays are 137, the joint resolution is passed.
The House voting on a rare bipartisan bill that blocks a potential railroad strike that could have upended the U.S. economy right before the holiday. The vote binds companies and workers to a tentative contract deal struck in September that offers a historic pay raise. even though several unions voted it down. At approximately 3 a.m. Wednesday morning, at least one tornado touched down in Montgomery County, Alabama. Sheriff Derek Cunningham says the confirmed fatalities were all from the same household.
Right now, we just got two confirmed fatalities. We have one that's still at the hospital, but yeah, they were in the same residence.
Search and rescue operations are ongoing, but are taking longer than expected due to storm damage. USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. If you want to do that, that's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And we did finally come to the solution, to the answer about who posted the meme in question. As it turns out, it was a former host of the show, a black guy apparently named Robert Wicks, and as Bonnie predicted, Mark is, of course, saying, aha, therefore it can't be racist.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that he's not saying something racist.
Yeah, certainly not. And, you know, I get accused a lot of being transphobic or anti-trans or whatever by people on the left, and obviously I'm not transphobic, but that doesn't mean that there aren't transphobic people out there who are trans, or trans people who are spreading the mythology, the bad mythology about trans people in order to win inroads into Republicans and conservatives.
If you were out there posting memes that were like, trans people be like doing something stupid, and I would still be like, why are you doing that, Aria? That's weird. You don't do that.
Like, what? I can't remember the woman's name now, but there is a trans woman who's very popular among the right because she's just constantly bashing trans people.
Oh, Blair White?
Yes, that's her. Thank you. And, you know, she is the trans equivalent of an Uncle Tom. Now, I would never call a person of color an Uncle Tom, but that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
She's using that to sell her message to the right in order to profit off of it and make money, and it's not entirely uncommon. You also have Candace Owens, who is accused of doing exactly this sort of thing as well, you know, trashing black communities in order to build up her reputation among Republicans. I don't know.
I mean,
anything.
I don't really see her doing that. But
I don't know enough about
I just don't watch her, but yeah. I've heard the accusation.
I don't know enough about her to weigh in on that one way or another, but Blair White, certainly. So it's just because a person is trans doesn't mean they can't spew hate speech against trans people, because they're always going to have that, well, this isn't true for me.
Of course.
It's all the other trans people. So that doesn't mean a whole lot to me. It's not racist because of the skin color of the person who posted it. It's racist because of the message. And I'm not even saying the meme was racist. I never accused it of being racist. I just said, hey, this is very, it's not far removed from the kind of stuff that Cantwell would post. And I wasn't the only one who posted that.
If anything, it's like collectivists. Like whenever Cantwell says, oh, black people do this and that, black people this and that with, like, IQs and their crime rate and stuff. The thing about it that bothers me the most is just, like, every person has the ability to change, even if genetics mean that somebody's going to vote one way, somebody has the ability to go, like, oh, you know what, I see everyone around me doing this, but I'm going to go this way. And not that voting is some kind of, like, big deal. It's just like the example I'm giving. Anyways, I just don't like collectivism. It's just like, what's the point? What's the point of pointing out that black people vote Democrat? If anything, I already said this. The thing I dislike the most about it is it makes Free Talk Live look like we're favoring the Republicans over the Democrats. Like, I don't care.
There is
That's
a lot
the same
of,
thing.
There is a lot of that. I mean, that, no offense to Mark, that seems to be a lot of the crowd that Mark attracts, is the conservative, the socially conservative Republicans. And not that Mark is socially conservative, but he tends to attract that sort of crowd. And, of course, Facebook is an aging social media platform. You're going to find more boomers on Facebook than you are on other social media platforms. So I would expect Facebook, the people who follow us on Facebook, to lean to the right, where the people who follow us on, you know, TikTok and Twitter are going to lean to the left. So it's not terribly surprising to me, but it's also not particularly something that I find to be that. And I mean, if the person isn't even affiliated with the show anymore, should we be allowing this person to hit these 77,000-ish followers that Facebook, that Free Talk Live has access to on Facebook? And as Mark ended up pointing out, the post probably didn't get 5,000 views. That's true. The last time we had a post that was, you know, getting that kind of traffic, it was one of my posts, and I was very quickly reprimanded and told not to post things like that anymore. But, yeah, that's the way Facebook works, where you post something and you may have 70,000 followers or whatever, but fewer than 30 people end up seeing it. I don't know why they do it. I don't know how it works, but that's what it does. So that's the full story of the meme, but let's go to the phones. We have Nathan on the line from Pennsylvania. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. Hi, good evening. I like the show. I listen to you guys a fair amount, and you guys always have an interesting discussion. The reason I wanted to call tonight was there's a new positive thing that's happening in the solar energy world. I've been involved in it, financing projects, taking classes in it for years. And they're now combining solar energy with farming, and it's a new area that's growing very rapidly called agrivoltaics. And what they're doing is they're widening the rows of panels, and they're raising them up in the air so you can get equipment beneath the panels, and you can actually grow food beneath the solar panels in between them, like carrots, celery, sheep.
Well, how do they get their light if the panels are above them? Like, are they kind of see-through?
Some are semi-transparent. And also, if you space the panels out, there's a certain amount of light that's going to come in between the panels during the day. And some plants can only use a certain amount of light, so you're trying to optimize the amount of light that the plants are getting and bounce that off with the amount of electricity you're making. And in dry climates, like desert climates, it actually slows down the evaporation. And some plants actually grow better under the panels because they have more water, and the water lasts longer, and it doesn't evaporate as quickly.
How is solar doing as a form of energy generation, though?
It's growing very rapidly, very rapidly. If you look, there are massive utility-scale projects being built in the desert southwest. There are a lot of projects being built in the south now. And,
I mean, that's all good for these places that are more equatorial, right? So like the southwest and the south in general, that are closer to the equator, so they can take better advantage of the sunlight. But that's
even
not
up here, I see a lot of solar panels and You know, so it seems to be kind of...
How much are they actually doing? Like, I could throw solar panels on my roof, but that doesn't mean they're actually lowering my utility bill in a significant degree.
From what I've heard, a lot of the solar panel companies, at least what they're saying is... I mean, especially with utility bills being so expensive nowadays, but you can install them with no money down. Obviously, you still have to pay it back, but it pretty much takes off at least $75 off of your bill from when you first install them. And I do know someone that personally has them, and they have so much energy stored up, so much electricity stored up, that they actually can sell it back to the town.
I have heard about that. I don't know how common it is, and I know what solar panel companies say, but I also know what Burger King says about how healthy a Whopper is. And I don't necessarily believe, and I know what the U.S. government says about, you know, the good things it's doing. So I'm hesitant to believe the solar companies.
I haven't seen the big, like, farms of them on the side of the road like I used to see in, like, Utah.
Yeah, we don't do that up here.
It's just not enough light, I guess.
There's not that much, but one thing most people don't know is solar panels actually produce more energy when it's cold. They overperform the winter. And once the temperature gets over 78 degrees, their efficiency actually starts to decline. But the big complaint about solar in the Northeast was that it used up good farmland, and they didn't want to take good farmland out of operation and put solar on it. But now there's a way that you can combine the two together, and sheep and bees also go really well with solar, and I think that it's growing. And now the cost per kilowatt hour to build it is about 2 to 3 cents for a large utility scale project. So utilities are building them, like Duke Power, Florida Power and Light, NextEra Energy. And when you have the big,
I thought the benefit of solar was to get off the grid, was to decentralize and get away from the big utility companies.
Not for everybody.
I think you can get off the grid, but the big benefit is it doesn't pollute the air. I don't know if you realize it, but 165,000 Americans die every year from air pollution in this country.
Well, they got to die of something.
Yeah, I mean,
no one lives forever.
LA knows that, or Harrisburg, or Pittsburgh, but once you build a solar panel, there are no moving parts, and it'll produce electricity for at least 30 years with no fuel needs. And just think of it this way: if every country had their own supply of solar.
Got to cut you off there, Nathan, but thank you so much for the call. I mean, solar is interesting technology, and it's worth looking into, but the upfront cost is what turns me off from it. And to reduce that, it's usually government subsidies, and I'm further not interested in that. What are your thoughts on it? 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Bonnie.
And Snooki.
And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com, because despite all of these things happening in the cryptocurrency world and people dying and exchanges going under and exchanges closing unrelated to FTX, there's still a lot going on in the cryptocurrency world. There's a lot of developments coming, and there's a lot for you to learn about before you get into it. And there are lots of really good reasons to get into it. I think it's back on the, I saw someone say earlier that it was back up to over 17,000, so it may or may not be on its way back up. No one knows what Bitcoin is going to do, but it's important to understand the technology before you get into it. If more people understood Bitcoin and how it works and why it's important, maybe fewer people would have had their money tied up in FTX or one of these related places that's going under as a result of it. And maybe they would have had it on their own individual personal wallets where it's truly theirs and truly within their control. They had it on the exchange, though, not your keys, not your coin. And that lesson had to be learned, apparently, because they didn't learn it before they got into Bitcoin. And you can learn about it at Bitcoin.com. Just click getting started. Take a few minutes out of your day to learn about it. It's critically important so you don't end up like one of these people who's like, I was just trying to make an investment and make a quick buck or double my money or whatever. That's not why you should get into Bitcoin. And if you do get into Bitcoin for that reason, for God's sake, at least learn about it first so that you can understand the risks involved and the risk involved in keeping your money on an exchange. That's Bitcoin.com. And stay up to date on all of the people who are salty about losing their money on FTX and all the other exchanges that are going under at news.bitcoin.com, where you can stay up to date on that and all the other cryptocurrency happenings. That's news.bitcoin.com. We ended up talking briefly with Mark about the subject of dog whistles, and that got me curious. What exactly is a dog whistle? Because as I can't for the life of me, even if you gave me, you know, 3 hours to prepare, and it's difficult to make these sort of arguments when you're doing a live radio show and you have to think while you're talking, because you can't just sit here and think up a response. You have to think and talk at the same time. It's difficult to come up with a good, reasonable argument on why something is or isn't a dog whistle. But I'm not sure if, I think that's where the where the true danger of dog whistles lie, is that you can't point at it and say, well, look, this is why that's racist. If you could do that, it wouldn't be a dog whistle.
Yeah.
It would just be a racist remark.
And I think that's the best word that you can come up with, but like I was saying, dog whistle literally means only the dog can hear it. So it doesn't mean that only the racist can hear it. Other people can look at it and see and like come to the same conclusion. And I'm just pointing that out because Mark seemed to think that dog whistle meant only the racist can hear it. And I don't think that that's what it means.
He did start to imply that for a second, but I don't think he finished it because I think he realized how ridiculous that would sound. But like, yeah, I'm sure dog whistles come at a number of different frequencies, and I could train my dog to respond to this particular dog whistle and not another dog whistle, and the dog would still hear the other whistles, but wouldn't react to it. I mean, it's useful as an analogy, but every analogy falls apart at some point, and this just happens to be the point where it falls apart. You can't use the analogy to go, aha, therefore you're really the racist. I mean, sure, if you want to be pedantic and juvenile.
He did say in the chat, only a racist would find it racist.
Well, that's the sort of thing people like saying when they throw up dog whistles, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, that's generally what they say. So what is a dog whistle? According to Vox, you know them when you hear them. And that's sort of it. And I hate to be the Supreme Court justice who's defining pornography as, well, I know it when I see it. But these things are, I'm also not trying to legislate about pornography or these things. So it's much more acceptable if I say, well, I know it when I see it because I'm just making a personal judgment about it and expressing my personal opinion about it, not doing any harm. So I can say I know it when I see it. And in general, I think I probably could recognize a dog whistle when I see one. In her final pitches to voters, Hillary Clinton has been arguing that much of what Donald Trump says amounts to a dog whistle to his most hateful supporters. This is an old article, clearly, coming from Vox in 2016, just before the election. November 7th of 2016. Meanwhile, reacting to one of Trump's final ads, which suggests that Clinton is a tool of, quote, the global special interest, which is another dog whistle, right? And globalist.
That sounds pretty legit to me.
Yeah, when I say globalist, I mean some statist who wants the New World Order type global government. But it's true that when some people, Chris Cantwell, says globalists, they mean Jews.
I didn't even know that.
That's why it's an anti-Semitic dog whistle.
It's that ridiculous that it's like, oh, I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Right. It's like, no, I mean globalists, people who want global government and people who want...
You know, the people that are literally admitting it.
Yes.
But there's another layer to it that Republicans call everyone a globalist, but only not Republicans.
That's also true. The phrase dog whistle has been around for years as political shorthand for a phrase that may sound innocuous to some, but which also communicates something more insidious either to a subset of the audience or outside of the audience's conscious awareness. And that's a really good definition. The meme that we were talking about earlier, it does seem innocuous to some people, but we look at it and we go, this is communicating something else. And I can't put my finger on what exactly it's communicating, but I don't like what it's communicating, and I can tell that it is communicating something else. Of course, they're calling Trump a racist, given Trump's racially charged campaign and the support he has attracted from fringe groups, including the KKK. It's not surprising that the phrase is featured so prominently in the 2016 political lexicon. And it's true, I don't know what the KKK did. I think the KKK is pretty defunct as an organization.
Are they still saying that it's anti-Jews?
That's what's anti-Jews.
The word globalists, or were they never?
They're just talking about Trump in general and him having a racially charged campaign.
Oh.
Which, I mean, in some ways he did, but in other ways he didn't. He wasn't the racist that they made him out to be. He did have a poor choice of words many times, though. To be sure, many people believe there is no shortage of overtly offensive content in Trump's statements. Whether he's suggesting that the typical illegal immigrant is a rapist or stating outright that American Muslims know about terror attacks in advance.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I remember the rapist thing.
Yeah, I remember the drug dealer thing.
Because I was doing work at a client, and when I heard that, and I was like, I read the Yahoo article, and I was like, there is absolutely no way Donald Trump said, you know, the people coming over here are murderers and they're rapists and they're drug dealers, and then pauses and says, and some of them, you know, are good people too. I was like, there's no way he said that. But sure enough, he did.
Is that when he said bad hombres?
I don't remember. Still, every couple of weeks, we see a new acute accusation of dog whistling leveled against Trump and his supporters. Are they going to get further into it? It doesn't look like they actually are, which is sad, because it's an interesting topic, and they're not actually exploring it.
They're just talking about Trump?
Yeah. Suppose I'm leading a gun, and then they... Man, that's so disappointing. Now I have to write an article about dog whistles, but they defined it well. And it's a statement that you can make that seems subtle and innocuous, innocent even,
yeah,
to some people. But really, there's some really bad underlying stuff.
Like let me explain it to Mark if he's listening like this.
It's Mark,
like,
doesn't listen if he's not on.
Well, whoever doesn't understand it still the same way as Mark. It's like if I went up to Ari and was like, oh, Ari, you dyed your hair red? I wouldn't dye my hair red. It's like, okay, I could just be saying that, or I could be insulting her. I could just be saying that I wouldn't dye my hair red. What? I just said I wouldn't dye my hair red. I just said that black people vote Democrat, but I'm just pointing something out. And then, like, I'm actually trying to insult someone. You know what I mean? It's like how Regina George goes up to the girl in the movie and is just like, oh.
Who does this?
This is
Mean Girls.
Okay,
and she says,
I've never seen it.
She goes up to her and she's like, oh, where did you get that shirt? And it's just like she just wants to ask her because she wants to make fun of her, but the girl
just
doesn't
being
know.
Passive aggressive.
Yeah, it's passive aggressive. That's,
yeah,
that's a great example of what dog whistles are.
Yeah, I wish I could think of an example of a dog whistle, you know, but it's surprisingly difficult to think of something and say, yes, that is very clearly a dog whistle, because again, if it was clearly a dog whistle, then it wouldn't be a dog whistle, it would just be a racist or a transphobic or anti-gay remark. So, I don't know. It's a difficult issue, and I never wanted it to be this great big thing in the first place. I just saw it and wanted to know who posted it so we could have this little chat in this private group about,
yeah,
you know, who posted this and why they felt it was relevant, and it became this thing. So, that's how things go.
And I don't know if I said this on the air, but as far as free speech goes, it's like, I don't care what anybody else posts. Like, it's not like I think that it should be taken off Facebook. I care when they're posting under the name Free Talk Live, because it's like, there's like, I don't know, less than 10 people that are on Free Talk Live right now, and we're the ones that look like we posted that.
That's a really good point, and it turns out the person who posted it hasn't been on Free Talk Live at least in the last 4 years since I've been here, so it's like, maybe we should investigate that and remove the ability of people who aren't affiliated with the show to post. But what are your thoughts about dog whistles? Maybe you can come up with an example. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.